Good evening, everyone. Tonight we're here at our fall hymn sing, and there's many visitors here. And we're here to exalt God and Jesus as Jesus, our Savior and God, the Majestic One. And these songs that we sing are in worship, and I know that we really put our heart into it, and we can think of the words and the meanings that there is to these songs. I'd like to open with number 402 in the Black Hymnal. This is one of my mother's favorites, and I would like to just sing this in memory to her and what the words meant to her.
My sin, my blood, my blood, my blood.
13 through the end, which is in 21. It says, "Therefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole body in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, for this Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and ye be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, to know that the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." You know, it says in here that we may be, in verse 19, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. And that's what I pray, that we will be here tonight, that we come for a filling, and that we may feel that God is with us, and that we would glorify him in our spirits. I guess let us bow in a word of prayer. Let's kneel in a word of prayer, I'm sorry. Our Father and our God, as we come unto thee and thank thee for the time that we can spend here tonight in worship to you, in fellowship with you, and as the writers of thee have written these words, and they were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write their thoughts and their feelings, and as we exalt you with them, that you may be glorified. Thank you, Jesus, for your part, as you have come and you have died upon that cross and shed your blood, and that you have hung upon that cross that we would not have to go there, and that you would bear it for us. And we ask the Holy Spirit that you would be with us, and that you would be exalted tonight, and that we may be able to go forth in power and in the fullness of Christ. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet be the gift of Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. made a way for rich, abundant love through his most love, the perfect sacrifice. His wealth so great, for when we give our heart, we'll find a stream that never shall be part. Oh, will I be like a tree? Thank you.
in a word of prayer, please. Abba, Father, as we come unto thee with our joy of our heart, and that it is certainly full tonight. And I want to thank you for the voices that we have, that we can raise them unto you, and for the day that we are looking to be able to look you face to face, and that Jesus will be able to present us faultless before you. And that is because of the merits of Jesus and his shed blood upon the cross, and the hope that we have through his resurrection, and that we know that the scripture is true that says that he will come again and he will receive us unto himself. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here, for filling our hearts and our minds with thoughts of you, and that we may go forth here today victorious, that we may go forth here energized, that we may go forth here with the praises on our hearts. And I ask, Father, that you would receive these praises tonight from our hearts and from our mouths. We ask that you would go forth with each one of us throughout the week, that we would have a hedge around our families and around our church communities, and that we would be able to withstand and even understand the things that Satan brings before us, and that we may come out victorious. So give us safety, give us protection, give us guidance, and give us a song on our lips. In these things we pray in Jesus' name. And may we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.